This is Mark Steiner. Today is July the 15th. Welcome to This Day in History. Do you know who that voice is? Or was? It's the voice of an 8-year-old girl who appeared on Ted Mack's Amateur Hour television show in 1952. Listen again. Taking the prize of $2,000. Believe it or not, that's the voice of a young Gladys Knight. 5 years later, she'd be an established recording artist. Rosetta Stone is a phrase that has come to symbolize the unlocking of secrets, which that stone did. It was 1799, and Napoleon's armies were taking over much of Europe and North Africa. On this day, his troops stumbled across what has become known as the Rosetta Stone, a black basalt slab with ancient writing in three ancient languages: Greek, Egyptian hieroglyphics, and Egyptian demotic. Napoleon wanted all artifacts seized and brought to Paris. The slab was honoring Egyptian king Ptolemy V from the 2nd century BCE. It turned out that each story was the same, and this unlocked the key for the world to be able to translate the ancient, lost, written language we call Egyptian hieroglyphics. While it deepened our knowledge of the world, it unleashed a centuries-long controversy over who should own the world's antiquities, the West museums or the nations from which they came. The British took the Rosetta Stone from the French in war. Now it resides in the British Museum. The Egyptians want it returned to them. And after almost 250 years of the Spanish Church killing and attacking Jews, Muslims, Africans, and indigenous people, the Spanish Inquisition came to an end by papal decree today in 1834. And 4 years later, in 1838, in the United States, the Protestant churches were in an uproar that caused a national debate when the great poet Ralph Waldo Emerson delivered an address to Harvard Divinity School, arguing that the Bible's miracles were fictions and that Jesus, while being a great man, was not God or son of God. He spoke of the power of the prophets, of moral nature, of the law of laws, but denied the grand design of God. America couldn't handle it. The first comic magazine written and drawn by African Americans, featuring stories, heroes, and heroines depicting black men and women, was published today in 1947. It was called the All Negro Comics. As interesting as that was the man who created them, Orrin Evans. His father passed for white to get work. He witnessed his father not being able to acknowledge him or his mother till he got home. Orrin Evans was a journalist who in 1944 wrote a series of articles on segregation in the armed forces, for which he won accolades and death threats so real that his home had to be protected by friends 24 hours a day. When he went to cover Charles Lindbergh, who had crossed the Atlantic and whose son was kidnapped, Lindbergh, a racist and a pro-Nazi, would not begin the press conference till Evans was removed. He'd been arrested by police for covering stories. But he loved comics and thought black people and the world needed black heroes in popular comics and culture. So he created the All Negro Comic with other black illustrators and writers, one of whom lived in Baltimore. Tweet once meant the song of birds, but it took a new meaning today in 2006 when Twitter was launched. Once again, the new digital technology redefining 21st century communication. And here's a song for your July the 15th. We remember a highly influential artist who passed away today in 1967 at the age of 40. This bebop saxophonist turned avant-garde visionary had a huge influence on the world of jazz and beyond. I'm, of course, talking about the legendary John Coltrane. What you're hearing under me is an excerpt from Coltrane's Blue Train. Jacob Adams of Pop Matters said this about this particular song: Blue Train finds Train at an intersection between the bebop of his early career, the blues that he would redefine throughout his life, and the technical sheets of sound approach that he was developing at the time. We remember the great John Coltrane on this day. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.